You have mentioned earlier in your speech that China's Belt and Road Initiative is implicated to the world. Can you further explain that?
I would especially say for the Europeans, especially Germany, the manufacturing interaction between Germany and China and Eastern Europe and China, I think, is going to increase because of One Belt, One Road. I think it promotes continentalism. It promotes deepened prosperity for Eurasia, possibly for Africa. The global implications, I think, broadly positive, but of course it shifts the relative balance of power in global affairs. Southeast Asian growth is going to be greater as a result of Belt and Road Initiative. Some countries the United States has economic relationships with, it's positive. The world economy will benefit, so the U.S. will benefit indirectly.
So in which way it will benefit China through as a globalization supporter?
I think that it's quite beneficial for China. Probably a lot of this is through finance. The Asian investment, AIIB, I think is a very important aspect of that. The Belt and Road Initiative may be slowed slightly by the rising interest rates and by the emergence of a large infrastructure program in the United States. In the long run, I think it's riding with the wave of history. The Eurasia, Europe, and China, I think, are fated to have deeper interaction in the future.
Talking about the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which has just approved 13 new applications, that 8 among them are non-regional prospective members. So what's your take on this growing support from Western countries?
The AIIB, I think, will be relatively successful. It has good leadership. It has a major geopolitical implication by deepening the relationship of Europe and China. David Cameron, I heard, is coming to Belt and Road Initiative Conference. And, Prime Minister May is not as close to China as Cameron was. But I think London and Hong Kong are going to be the main source of finance for Belt and Road Initiative. Of course, much of the money will come from China itself. But to think of Belt and Road Initiative on a global stage, I think that's what is important. Think of it in terms of its relationship to global capital markets that I think will have to fund a lot of the projects. Chinese government will provide some finance, but if this is really going to have a global impact, it has to be related to the market economy of the world. It's not just a Chinese government program. China is becoming a global power. The problems China faces are also more complex.
Are there any specific issues to be aware of between